Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Kuv Dalet. The Gemara of Yehuda is discussing the machlokes between a Rebbe and a Blozer Reb Shimon in the halacha in a case where the bosor of the korban became posel, in which cases are the Kohanim still zoicha in the oir of the korban, that the oil of the korban still goes to the Kohanim, and the Gemara brings down a machlokes between Rebbe and Blozer Reb Shimon in a Hechatimtze, in a case where the oil was nifshat before Zrika. In this case, do we say that the dam is meratza le oil bifne atzmoi, and mamela the Kohanim are zoicha in oil? This is Shitas Rebbe. Mashenken Blozer Reb Shimon holds that even if the hefshet was done before Zrika, there's no zchia in the Kohanim for the oil because it was adai loinir le hefshet. Until Zrika, there's no din that Adam meratza al-oi bifnei atzmoi. Now the Gemara, at the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, asks the Chayyur a steer between the two Mishnais, because the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph is mashma, like Shittas Eblozer Be'er Shimon, any time the Kohanim, the Mizbeach is not going to get the Bosor, then the Kohanim do not get the oil. Is mashma even in a case where it was a Hefshel lifnei Zrika, is mashma like Shittas Eblozer Be'er Shimon? Mashein Kain, the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, is Mavur like Shittas Rebbe, and this is Machlikas Abaya and Rover, if we say the Mishnayis are going like Blozer Reb Shimon, or Mishnayis are going like Shittas Rebbe. The Karen Oyer points out a very Yesodasig in the Kuda, in the whole Sugya over here between the Machlikas Rebbe and Blozer Reb Shimon. Says the Karen Oyer, the whole Machlikas between these Mandomrim is only in a Hechatimtze, in a case where the Bosor itself is what became possible. The Korban is a Kosher Korban. The dam was Nizrak Bekashrus, the Kosher Kohanim. There was no Machsheves Pigul or Machsheves Shlo Lishmo. And the Korban itself is a Korban Kshira. The problem which happened afterwards was only that the Bosor of the Korban became possible, or like we'll see later on in Gemara, was Nevad or Nisraf. And this is the machlokes between Rebbe and Blozer Reb Shimon in the case of Nifsal HaBosor. What is the halacha on the oil? In this case, do we say that the dam is still meratze al oil bifnei atzmoi or not? But everyone agrees, says the Karen Oyer, in a Hechatimtze, in a case where the dam, there's a psum in the dam itself. There was some chisorion, some paslis in the Zrikas Adam, or either because the Kohen wasn't allowed to do this Zrika, or because there was a Machshava Bipsul, a Machshava B'Machshavas Pigel, or Shaloi Lishmo B'Achatos. In these cases, even Rebbe agrees, even in a case where there was already a Hefshet before Zrika, when normally Rebbe says that Hadam Ratz Al Oyer Bifnei Atzmoi, and the Oyer goes L'Kohanim, but in this case, since the Psul is in the Dam, and Memela, the Korban is not a Korban Kosher, the even Rebbe agrees that the Kohanim are not going to be zeichah in the oil. The whole machlokes between Rebbe and Blozer Reb Shimon is only in a case where the korban is kosher. But if there's going to be a chisoron in the dam itself or in the whole korban that the korban is possible, in this case even Rebbe agrees that the dam is not going to be miratzel oil. And the reason is, says the Karen Oyer, because the Gemara learns in Amud Aleph and Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah says there's a halacha of oilas ish. We learn from here there's a halacha of oilos also ish. And from here we say, says the Braiser in the Gemara at the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, that if the korban is a Shaloi Lishmo by a Chatos, or a korban or Pigel by all the korbanos where the korban is possible, there's a halacha, the oilo is not also the ish, memela the kohanim are not zeichah in the oil. Now says the Karen Oyer, even Rebbe agrees to this halacha, that there's a din, the oilo has to be also the ish, the korban has to be a korban kosher. The whole machlokes over here is only in a case where the korban mitzad atzmoi is a kosher korban. The problem is because there's no bosor, like the Gemara will explain soon. There's a problem in the bosor, and in this case there's a shaila whether do we say the kohanim still get a zechiah in the oil, and there's a difference between koidim hefshet according to Rebbe or koidim zrika according to Blozer Reb Shimon. Says the Karen Oyer, this din is mefurish in a tesefta by us in korbonos in zvochim perik yud aleph halacha hey and halacha vov. That even Rebbe agrees in a case where there's a psul in the dam of the korban, even in a case where the oil was already nifshat, it is still possible. And Bemis is mavur, as he says, the Karen Oyer in Tosfos over here in Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Tiva Maschil Umoide Rebbe. Tosfos discusses the Gemara at the end of Baba Kama in the din of Gezel Agir, where the halacha is that a person has to bring a korban and the korban has to be brought only after he already paid the money, and if he brings the korban before he gave the money, the korban is a korban posel. Says Tosfos that since the zrika is not going to be a kosher zrika because he hasn't yet paid the money, then Mamela, even Rebbe is going to agree that a psul in the dam, this is like the Shita Mekubetzes, is Goyus in Tosfos in Ois Choftes, that any cases, a psul in the dam, mali koidem zrika, mali achas zrika, if there's going to be a problem in the korban itself, even Rebbe agrees, there's not going to be a zchir for the koyanim in the oru. The whole machlokes is only in a case where it's nifsal abosor. And this is mavur, like we said in the Tosefta, and also mavur in Tosfos by us. Memela asks the Keren Ori a very strong question over here, and the Sfas Emes also asks the same kasha, so too the Chofetz Chaim in Zevach Toido. They all ask that since we said that even Rebbe agrees that not every time the Ori was hufshat, the Koyanim have a zchir in the Ori. In a case where the Korban became posel lemoshel by the Zrikas Adam, then even in a Chatimtzer, even in a case where the Ori was nifshat, even Rebbe agrees that the Korban is not going to be enough to go and give a zchir for the Koyanim in the Ori because it's a chisorin mitzad ha'alocha of Oilo she'ol sale'ish. Memela asks the Keren Ori, what is the Gemara's question at the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amad Beis? That is a stira between the two Mishnayis. The Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amad Aleph is mashma like a blazer Beib Shimon. Says the Keren Ori, it's not true. We can say that the Mishnah which says and stipulates that there's a Tanai that the Bosor has to be Zeicha, the Mizbeach has to be Zeicha in the Bosor of the Korban. This is not referring to a case where only the Bosor became possible, but where else it's referring to a case where the korban itself became possible, and Memela, the Mizbeach, was not Zeicha in the Bosor of the Korban. Kol Shaloi Zocho, HaMizbeach Bivsoro means, in a case where the Mizbeach was not Zeicha in the Bosor, because the korban became possible, then even though the Zrika is Be'emes normally Meratze Ala Oru Bifnei Atzmoi, if the Oru is already Hufshat, Rebbe holds the Koyanim normally do get Zechir in the Oru, but over here, since the korban is possible, the Koyanim are not going to get Zechir in the Oru, and this is the din of the Mishnah, called Shaloi Zocho HaMizbeach Bivsoro, Lo Yizku HaKoyanim Bo'Oru, because it says, Oru Lasish, Mamil, what is the stereo bichlal between the two Mishnayis? Efshar, the whole, both Mishnayis go like Rebbe. And the first Mishnah is just telling us that in a case where the korban becomes posel, where it's a chesorin in oilos, oilos or also laish, then in this case, the koyanim are not zeichin or. Says the Keren Ori, you have to understand according to this, what is the Gemara's kasha and the stereo between the two Mishnayis. Answers the Sfas Emes, so to the Zevach Toido, the Chofetz Chaim, and the Vamaschil Mani, and Blazer Beib Shimon. Now, in the Chanami, this din, says the Sfas Emes, the Chofetz Chaim, of course, is Muskim. Everyone agrees, like it's Mavur in the Tosefta and in Tosfos, that any case where there's a psul in the korban, everyone agrees the Ori is not Lekoyanim. The reason why the Gemara holds that the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph is Mashma, like Shitas Eblozer Beib Shimon, is because the Mishnah is Mashma, is saying a klal. Any single time where the Mizbeach is not Zeicha in the Bosor, then the Koyanim are not Zeicha in the Ori. It's Mashma, even in Eicha Timtza, even in a case where the whole problem is only mitzad the Bosor itself. The Bosor became Posel, or the Bosor became Nevad, and therefore the Mizbeach does not have any Bosor. Even in this case, the Koyanim are not Zeicha in the Ori. And Be'emes is the Kasha on Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, if there was already a Hefshet done before the Zrika, then Be'emes, since only the Bosor became possible, the Koyanim are Zeicha in the Ori. Memela holds, the Gemara holds, that the Loshon of the Mishnah is Mashma saying a blanket klal, and this is Koyl, this includes, even in Eicha Timtza, even in a case where only the Bosor became possible, and Afa Pikein, the Mishnah says, that since the Mizbeach does not get the Bosor, the Koyanim do not get the Ori. Memela, the Gemara holds, that this is only like Shittas HaBelozer Beib Shimon, until the Teretz of Abaye, that even Rebbe agrees, because normally there's no Hefshet, before Zrika. Al Kaponim is a very sadistic in the Kuda, which goes through the whole Sugya, that any case where the Korban itself is possible, even after the Hefshet, if there's going to be a problem later on, it's at the Zrika, either mitzad the Koyanim or mitzad the Dam, even Rebbe is going to agree that the Korban is possible, and this is a Chisor mitzad Oilo She'ol Sale'ish, Memela, the Koyanim are not going to be Zeicha in the Ori. Now in the Ikar Machlokes between Rebbe and Eblozer Beib Shimon, which the Breisa brings down at the beginning of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, it comes out from the Breisa in the Machlokes between his Man De'omrim, that Be'emes, there's two separate Machlokes going on between them, and there's two different halachas, which each man the Omer has a kula and a chumre. There's one shaila which we already discussed. What is the halacha in a case where the oil was with the hufshat, the maisa hefshat was done before zrika, and we have a machlekes if the dam is meratze ala oil bifnei atzmoi, because there's no bosor, the bosor became posel. Do we say that the dam is meratze ala oil, like the Gemara is going to explain, this depends on the machlekes of Eblezer and Ebishua, if in bosor in dam. Now besides this machlekes, it's mavur in the price another machlekes. Rebbe holds that everything depends only on hefshet, and therefore even after the zrika, where the zrika's hadam has already taken place, afal pikein, if there's no hefshet being done yet, until the hefshet, if the bosor became posel, in this case the oil also has a psul and memela it is nisraf and it does not go lekoyanim. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon disagrees with this point, and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon holds that after the zrika, once it's already near the hefshet, even if you haven't yet done the maisa hefshet bepoil, you haven't actually been mafshit the oil, there's no halacha to go and say that if the bosor becomes posel, the oil also becomes posel, and memela the koyanim are still zeich in the oil, since we're already zeich in the oil by the zrika. The zrika's hadam is what's moitzi the oil mimeila, and this is what's mati the oil le koyanim, and therefore even before the maisa hefshet, there's also halacha that the koyanim are zeich in the oil. Memela comes out, there's two cases where there's machlekes of Lozer B'Shimon and Rebbe. The one machlekes is in a case before Zrika, but after Hefshet. In this case, Rebbe is the one who holds that it is okay, the Kohenim are Zrika in Ur, and the Lozer B'Shimon disagrees because everything depends on the Zrika, and there's machlekes after the Zrika and before the Hefshet. Rebbe holds that before the Hefshet, the Kohenim are not Zrika in Ur, and the Lozer B'Shimon holds that since the Zrika has been done, the Kohenim are Zrika in Ur. So it comes out that Rebbe holds everything depends only on the Hefshet, and the Lozer Reb Shimon holds everything depends only on the Zrika. Now, Be'emes, the Gemara doesn't explain at all what is the pshat in the shitta of Rebbe, that even after the Zrika's Hadam has taken place, and the Mishnah says earlier in Daf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, the Zrika is mati le'oi le'koyanim, the reason why the Koyanim are Zoyche in the Ori, the Zoyche b'shas Zrika, the Zrika is the Matir, just like it's Matir, the boss of the Mizbeach, so too it is Matir, the Ori, the Koyanim, the Ori, the goes to the Koyanim, but the Zrika is Adam, the Zrika is Matir. Therefore, we have to understand, Shittas Rebbe, what is the Pshat that Rebbe holds? That in a case where there was no Hefshit yet done, if the Bosor becomes possible even after the Zrika, the Ori does not go to Koyanim. Rebbe holds that the oil only goes to the Koyanim only after Hefshet. But if the bosor became possible before Hefshet, there's Koyanim on Azoich in oil. Now, look, you have to understand, since we said that the Mishnah is Mavur, that the Mati of the oil is with the Zrika itself, how could it be that once the Koyanim already been Zoich in oil, the din of the oil is not going to go to Koyanim since the bosor became possible after the Zrika? How does the oil become possible once it's already gone l'koyanim and l'chiri the koyanim already zirich in the oil? What is pshat in this shittas Rebbe that even after zrika the oil has the halacha of the bosor if it's not yet hefshit? The Chazon Ish in Bechiris Simchav Gimel Shkotin Dalet, he says that l'chiri we have to say that this halacha of Rebbe that the oil has a din of like the bosor before hefshit, it's mistama only a din midrabanon, since the bosor became possible. Memela, we give the oil the same din of the bosor, midrabanon, and memela, even though the koyanim in Atari have read mizoicha in oil through the maisa zrika, but since the bosor became possible, we say oil kibosor, and memela, midrabanon, we take away the zchir le koyanim, and we say that the koyanim now are not zeicha, and they burn the oil just like the bosor. It says only a din midrabanon. But the Chofetz Chaim in the Zevach Toida over here, Be'emes, asks a question on Rebbe from a different angle. This question, that L'chir, how could it be that after Zrika, the Koinim should lose the Zchir in the Ur? Says the Chofetz Chaim, L'chir, one can ask also, that the Mishnah early on in Kuf Gimel Amad Aleph said, that the Zchir on the Koyanim depends on the Zchir of the Mizbeach in the Bosor. Any time the Mizbeach does not have the Bosor, the Koyanim do not have a Zchir in the Ur. Mashenkein is mashma in the Mishnah. Any time where the Mizbeach has a Zchir in the Bosor, then the Koyanim have a Zchir in the Or. And the Gemara says according to Abaye, the Mishnah is also according to Rebbe. Memela, since the Mishnah is Shittas Rebbe, L'chayos Mefurish in the Mishnah that any time the Mizbeach has a Zchir in the Bosor, through the Zrika's Hadam, the Koyanim already Zchir in the Or. Memela, in this case, where the Basal became Basal only after Zrika, since the Mizbeach was already Zrika, through the Zrika, the Mizbeach was already Zrika in the Basal, even though actually, Bepoel, we will not be Makriv now the Basal on the Mizbeach, since the Basal became Basal, but L'choyer, the Zchir, the Mizbeach, has already taken place. Memela, Uadin, L'choyer, the Mashma in the Mishnah, the Koyanim should already be Zrika in the Oyer HaKorban. How should it be that the Oyer afterwards should go and be taken away from the Koyanim and be Nisraf just like the Basal? Explains the Chofetz Chaim that one can say in Shittas Rebbe that Be'emes before Hefshit, since there's a Locha by Korban Oyla, we learned earlier, there's a din in the Pasuk, Ve'hifshit es Oyla, the din Haktor as Oyla is only after the Maisa Hefshit. Memela one can say that until the Maisa Hefshit has been done, the Mizbeach has not yet been Zoicha in the Basa, because the Zchia of the Basa needs the Maisa Hefshit. And only with the Maisa Hefshit, then we can say that the Mizbeach has already been Zoicha in the Basa. Even though the matter of the Basa, the Mizbeach, is already by the Zrika, but the Maisa, actually we need to have the Maisa Hefshit in order that there should be a Zchia for the Mizbeach, because we cannot be Makti, the Oilo, before the Maisa Hefshit. And the Mela, any time the Basa becomes Pasul before the Hefshit, we can still say that this Basa is Loi Zocha HaMizbeach Bibisora, because the Mizbeach actually wasn't yet Zoicha in the Basa, since there was no Maisa Hefshit yet been done. And Mamela, this is included in the klal that Kol Shelo Yizocho HaMizbeach Bibisora Lo Yizku HaKoyanim Bo'iro. And Adzon Chofetz Chaim, this is explainable according to what we said earlier from the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, that the Pshat and the Din of Oilo She'olso Le'ish does not mean the maskona or oilo, which is oilo for the person that is yoitza his chuyvas korban. It rather means the din of oilo she'olso means that it's oilo lemizbeach leish. As long as the korban is nikrav on the mizbeach. Memela over here, even though the korban was a korban kosher through the zrika, but since the basa became posel, memela, the oilo is not also leish, because it is not oilo lemizbeach. And the Mizbeach Be'emes was not yet Zoicha in the Basa before Hefshit. Memela, it is included in the klal of culture Lo Yizocha Mizbeach Bivsara Lo Yizku HaKoyanim Ba'ira. And this is the reason why Rebbe holds the Koyanim do not have a Zechia in Or, since the Mizbeach did not yet have a Zechia in the Basa before the Maisa Hefshit. It's a chidush to say that before the Maisa Hefshit, the Zechia on the Mizbeach has not yet taken place. According to Shittas Rebbe, the Blaz of Reb Shimon holds everything depends on the Zrika, but Rebbe holds everything depends on the Hefshit. And Memela, Kol Shelo Yizocho HaMizbeach Bivsara Lo Yizku HaKoyani Ba'ira. And this is the reason why Rebbe holds that until the Maisa Hefshit has been done, even after the Zrika, the Koyanim are not yet Zricha in the Oru until the Maisa Hefshit. This is the explanation of Chofetz Chaim explains Shittas Rebbe. Now, another way of explaining Shittas Rebbe over here in the Sugya, says Reb Leib Malin in Chelek Beis Simchov Tes, also a very Yisoidus Diga Mahalach, and explains Reb Leib that the reason is, one can say this is Rebbe Lashitosoi. We found earlier in Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, that Rebbe says that the Psukim, which tell us that the Koyanim Mazoicha in the Oir, is only necessary by the din of the Korban Oilo, since the Korban Oilo has a halacha of a Hefshit, and therefore we have to know what is the halacha of the Oir HaKorban after Hefshit. Mashenkein says Rebbe, any other korban where there's no mitzvahs hefshit, the oir is always hoylech acha habosa. The oir always has the din of the bosa by Purim and Nisrofim. The oir is also burnt, and so too by the korbanos, the oir has the aloch of the bosa. That since the bosa is lekoyanim, so too the oir goes lekoyanim. Explains Reb Leib that normally one can learn the pshat in this halacha of Rebbe is not a din that oir mahalich acha habosa, the oir always goes after the bosa. It is just a halacha svara that since the oir is still before the maisa hefshit, it is still mechuba to the bosa. Therefore, any dinim on the bosa is mistaba that we should say goes onto the oir also. But Reb Leib explains that be'emes one could say that's more than that. It is not just a svara, but be'emes is a halacha. And this is a din of Shittas Rebbe, that any time the Oir is before Hefshit, and it's still connected, it's still Mechuba LeBosa, then any dinim which are on the Bosa are chal automatically on the Oir. And this halacha we learn, Be'emes, from Parim and Yisrofim, that we see that we have to burn the oil also, and the reason is because the halacha of Shreifa on the Basa goes automatically onto the oil also, since the oil is still Mechuba LeBasa. The halacha of Rebbe is that any dinim on the Basa is chal automatically on the oil if it's before Hefshet, because the oil kebasa, the oil always has a halacha that is Mahalachacha Basa, and so too by Chatzas and Oshom, the din of the oil is like the Basa, that the Kriyanim are Zoyche in the Basa, so too the Zoyche in the oil, because there's no Hefshet. Only by Oilo, where there's already a Hefshet been done, explains the Bleib, the Maisa Hefshet of a Oilo is actually disconnecting the Dine HaBosa that it shouldn't be Chal anymore onto the oil. The Maisa Hefshet is not just a Maisa Ba'alma, it's not just an act of taking away the oil, but this is actually disconnecting all the Dine HaBosa that shouldn't be Chal on the oil, because up till Hefshet, all the Dine HaBasa are on the oil also. This is a halacha, the oil kebasa. Memela, the Maisa Hefshet itself, is what disconnects and is menatic the Dine HaBasa, that it's not anymore chal on the oil, and this is a new dinim now on the oil, that the oil goes the Kriyanim, even though the Basa HaOilo goes the Mizbeach. Memela explains the Bleib, that this could be the explanation in Shittas Rebbe, that even after the Zrika, where the Kriyanim L'Chayr have already been Zoyche in the oil, why should we say that if it's before Hefshet, the din of the oil has halacha like the Basa, and the oil is Nisraf, says Reb Leib. The reason is because Rebbe holds that until the Hefshet has been done, the halacha of oil kebasa overrides any Zchir L'Kriyanim, and the Dine HaBasa are still Chal onto the oil. Memela, since the halacha is that if the basa becomes possible, we have to burn the basa, so too this din shreifa is chal on the oil, since there's no hefshet yet been done to disconnect this halacha of oil kebasa. Memela, Rebbe holds that even in a case where the basa is only nifsal after zrika, the din shreifa, which is chal on the basa, is chal also onto the oil. This is Shittas Rebbe. Mashenkin Eblozer Reb Shimon disagrees, and Eblozer Reb Shimon holds that the zrika itself, since it is already nirele hefshet, since we are allowed to go now do hefshet, and this is a normal case where we do the hefshet after the zrika, memela, this is enough to go and disconnect the din ha'or from the basa, and in this case where it's already zrika being done, the din of the basa is that the basa is bishreifa, but the or is lekoyanim, since the koyanim have already been zrika in or by the ma'isa zrika. So this is how Bleib explains the yesoid of Shittas Rebbe, that the din of, there's a halacha of oil kebosar any time the hefshet hasn't been done, and we need the hefshet to disconnect the halacha of oil kebosar. So just to summarize, it comes out in Shittas Rebbe, the reason why Rebbe holds that any time the bosar becomes possible before hefshet, the same halacha applies into the oil, and even after zrika, the Chazon Ish says that it's mistaber to say that this halacha is only midrabanan. The Chofetz Chaim explains that the reason is because the din of Zchia of the Mizbeach depends on the Maisa Hefshet. You need a Loizocha Mizbeach only after the Hefshet, then the Mizbeach is Zoicha in the Basar. And the Blei Malin explained that there's a halacha in Shittas Rebbe, Ur Kebasar. The din of Rebbe in Kuf Gimel Amud Beis tells us a halacha that we learn out from Poim HaNitzrofim, that Ur Kebasar, and any time before Maisa Hefshet, the Dine HaBasa is going to be automatically onto the oil also, since the oil is still connected in not just physically, but also in its all its halachas, and only after the Hefshet does it disconnect itself and have different halachas, bifnei atzmoi, and therefore Rebbe holds that until the Hefshet, the oil is also nisraf, just like the Basa. These are the three ways of explaining the din shreifa on the oil kebasa, according to Shittas Rebbe, even after Zrika. Moving further on in the sugya, the Gemara explains the Machlekes Rebbe and the Blazer Reb Shimon in a case where there was a Hefshet done before Zrika, that there's Machlekes whether the dam is Miratze ala Oy Bifni Atzmoy. Says the Gemara, this is the Machlekes, Blazer Reb Shua, if there's a loch of ain't Bosor ain't dam, over here there's no Bosor since the Bosor became Possel or Nevad. Memela, this is the Machlekes whether do we say that the Zrika Sadam is kosher on the Oy Bifni Atzmoy or not. Says the Gemara, Be'emes according to Rebbe Lezer, which holds, there's no halacha of ein basar in dam, then everyone agrees that the dam is meratze al oir bifnei atzmoi. But there's a machlokes between Rebbe and Eblozer Reb Shimon in the shita of Rebbe Shua. Rebbe Shua holds that in ein basar in dam, Says Rebbe, even though normally in a case where there's no basar, the korban is basar because the main basar ain't dam, but legabe the oir, which is a pseida lokeyanim, in this case even a bishua will agree that the dam meratze al oir bifnei atzmi. Now over here there's a very serious machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand the maskona, the din of Rebbe, which Rebbe is mechadish, that even in shittas bishua there's still a heter and a ritzui of the dam meratze al oir bifnei atzmi. Rashi is mavur that he explains the sugya even in a case where the bosor was nevad or nisraf, the bosor's not here at all, where in this case is mavur in the Gemara Psochim and Chesemet base that Rabbi Shua holds that im ein bosor in dam is ma'akev even b'di'eved it's not kosher akrova, afal pikein, even so in this case legabe the oir, which is a pseida lekoyanim, Rebbe holds that Rebbe Shua will agree that the dam is meratze al oir enough to give us chia lekoyanim and to be moitzi l'oir midei me'ila and give over this oir to the koyanim, even though the korban is a korban parcel. Mashein kein Tosfos in Devar Maschil Man Da'oma says Tosfos machlekes over here is not discussing a case where it's ovad or nisraf, because in this case, since according to Rebbe Shua, even b'di'eved it is possible, there's no way where Rebbe should say that the dam should be meratze al oir bifnei atzmoi, the korban is possible. Memela says Tosfos and Machlokes is only discussed in a case where the bosor became possible, and any psul of the bosor, Rebbe Shua holds that b'di'eved it is kosher. Memela the Machlokes is, do we say that there's a gzeira in a case where the bosor is possible, that the dam should not be meratze al oir? Or do we say that since there's a pseida lekoyanim, says Rebbe, there's no gzeira that the bosor, the dam, should not be meratze on the oir bifnei atzmoi? And this is a machlokes only in the case where the bosor became posel, where this case the Rebbe Shua holds that b'di'eved it's a kosher akarova. But in a case where it was nevad, in a case where there's no bosor at all in the world, in this case where even Rebbe Shua holds that the bosor, the korban, is posel, then everyone agrees that ein hadam meratze al oir bifnei atzmoi. Now Tosfos ends and Tosfos says, Pirish hakuntris dochuk, Rashi's pshat is a doichik in the Gemara to say that there's a din, even in a case where the bosor is not here at all, where Rebbe Shua holds that the korban is posel, afal pikein, there is a din, according to Rebbe, that the dam works and it's meratze al oir. Tosfos just says that Rashi's pshat is a dochuk, is a doichik. But asks the Svasemes, so to the Chazon Ish in Bechiras in Mechav Gimel Lois Aleph, that we already explained earlier, that any case where there's a psul in the korban itself, and there's going to be a problem in the Zrikas Adam, then even Rebbe agrees that there's a loch of Oilo She'olso Le'ish, that if the korban is a korban posul, then there's no zchir for the koyanim in the oir. Memela, we have to understand over here, according to Shittas Rashi, besides the doichik, which Tosfos doesn't like in the sugya, l'chir, it's very hard to understand what is the pshat that Rebbe should hold, that even according to Rebbe Shua, where ein bosor ein dam, and is referring to a case where it's ovad and nisraf, where the korban, even b'di'eved, is possible, afal pikein, says the Gemara, that Rebbe holds that the dam works, and it's meratze al oir bifnei atzmoi, and it is enough to go and be mezakeh the koyanim should have a zechir in the oir, even though the korban is a korban posel. L'chir, this does not work with what we said earlier, that the whole machlokes between Rebbe and Eblozer Beb Shimon is only in a case where the bosor became posel. But if there's some inherent problem mitzad the korban itself, even Rebbe agrees that after Hefshet, there's going to be a problem that there's no zchir l'koyanim b'or, and in this case, ein bosor ein dam, and it's ma'akev even b'di'eved, how could it be that according to Rashi, the Rebbe's shita is that dam meratze al oir bifnei atzmoi, even by ovad v'nisraf? Now, b'emes Rashi himself, in middle divya maschil aval le'inyon oir, Rashi himself is marigish, touches on this point, and Rashi explains that even though the korban itself is posel, but there is somewhat a hakrova haver, says Rashi, enough to say that this is included in the pasuk in the Torah. Oir ha'oilo asher hikriv la'koyen lo yiyeh. The Torah says that any time when there was hakrova done, the koyen is zeichin in the oir, says Rashi, even though the korban is posel, but there is somewhat a hakrova being done, and mamela in this case, the dam can be meratze al oir bifnei atzmoi. The Chofetz Chaim in Zevach Toido explains that even though we have to understand what Rashi means, L'chariah, the korban is a korban posel, but it seems that Rashi holds that since ein basar in dam is a kula digger problem, Rashi says, kalhu le'bishua, it is a din that it is not, hasn't got the chimer, and we find cases where b'di'eve, the bishua is mekel, the bishua holds even in the case of a yoytze, where there's no retreat, explains Rashi, the bishua also holds that b'di'eve, the korban is kosher. So we see that this psul of ein basar ein dam is not so stringent, and therefore we can be makel enough to say that even in a case where the korban is possible the eved, but there is somewhat a krova being done in the korban, enough legaba the ur, klapa the ur, there's a shmeisa a krova and a kashus of a krova, enough to be moitzil oi midei meila, and so too to be mezake the kreanim in the ur, according to Shitas Rebbe, even by Ovad Vesoraf, since Akrova Miohava, the Kurino Be Uroila Shahikriv, even though we have to understand what is this Akrova if the Korban is Possel, but Al Koponim says the Chovitz Chaim, this is only a Svara in the Psul of Ein Basar Ein Dam. But even Rebbe agrees that in a case where you mafshit the Uru before the Zrika, but later on there was some inherent problem mitzad the Zrika itself, it was done by Machsheves Pigel, in this case even Rebbe agrees that there's no zechia for the kreanim in the Ur, and the whole svar of Rebbe is only in this psul of ein basar ein dam, which is a kula digger psul, like we find in Shittas Bishua, that sometimes is kosher even b'di'evet. So this is the mechudish digger day of Rashi, that Rebbe is machshir, Rebbe holds this is kosher, even in the case of Ovad, Vesoraf, Mashein Ki Toisvus holds, the whole machlukas is only in the case where it's nitmo and nifsal. Now, l'chiria, we have to make the cheshbon further, and l'chiria should come out that according to Shittas Rashi, where Rashi explains the machlokes between Rebbe and the blood of Reb Shimon, is discussing a case of Ovad Vesoraf, where the korban is possible by the Eved, afal pikein Rebbe is a moedig chidush, that there is some water, a korban being done legaba the oir enough to be mezakeh the kohenim in the oir, memeila l'chiria, the whole machlokes which we find that Reb Lozor Reb Shimon disagrees with Rebbe, and the Blazer Reb Shimon holds that since Lemaisa that Krova is possible, according to Rebbe Shua, Ein Basar Ein Dam, therefore there's no Zechia for the Kohanim in the Ur. But this is only in a case where the Korban is possible. But what will happen in a case where the Korban is only a Din Lechatchila? In a case where the Moshel was, or the Basar was only Nifsal, or Nitmo, it was the Psul of Yoitze, or it became Tomei, where this case, even Rebbe Shua agrees, that b'di'eved, ein basar ein dam, the halacha is, the korban is kosher. In this case, l'chayor, blazer b'Reb Shimon, we don't find, should disagree with Rebbe. And l'chayor, misvara, one should say, that since the korban al koponi b'di'eved is kosher, memela, the din should be, that the kohenim should be zeich in or, if the hefshet was done before the zrika. It'll come out, according to Rashi, that the whole machlokes between Rebbe and the blood of Reb Shimon is only in a case where the korban is possel, where the basar is ovad v'nisraf and it's not in the world at all, where in this case the korban is possel, there's a machlokes, do we say that there is somewhat a hakrova allowing the zechia in the kohenim in the or. But in a case where the korban is kosher with the eved, the chayor, everyone should agree that there should be a zechia in the kohenim in the or. Memela will come out a big chidush according to Rashi, that the whole machlokes between the Blazer Reb Shimon and Rebbe is only discussing a case of Ovad Vesoraf. Now, l'chir, this is not mashma at all in the Loshon of the Breisa. The Blazer Reb Shimon's Loshon is that any time when there's a psul chal in the case, kshehu im abosor, says Reb Shimon, noilad, says the Blazer Reb Shimon, kshehu im abosor, noilad boi psul koidem zrika, harihu kiyoitze boi, achas zrika, then hutze abosor shor achas, Yafshitenu v'oyu l'kohanim is mavu in the Loshon of Blazer Reb Shimon l'chayor, that he's discussing even in a case where the basar and the korban becomes posel. His Loshon is noilad boi psul l'chayor legabe ovad v'soraf would not apply such a Loshon of psul. The Loshon of psul is mashma that Blazer Reb Shimon is discussing even a case where the basar is posel. And l'chayor, if the korban is only posel, where the korban is kosher by the eved, even according to Yeshua, why should we say that the din of the Ur l'kohanim, according to the Blazer Reb Shimon, should be different than every korban kosher, even though there's a din l'chatchila, but l'maisa b'di'eved, the korban is kosher. Why should we say that according to the Blazer Reb Shimon, the Ur should not go to l'kohanim in a case where it's possible? And the Chazon Ish b'Emes Adzon, that in the Tesefta, which we mentioned above in Perek Yud Aleph Halach Evov, is lechayim mefurish that the machlokes between Rebbe and the Blazer Beib Shimon is also discussing a case where it was nitma or it was yotza, and there's a psul which was chal on the basar, and the korban came posul and not ovad v'soraf, and afal pikein in this case. There's also a machlekes between the Blazer Beib Shimon and Rebbe, and the Blazer Beib Shimon holds that before Zrika, there's no Zchiyah LeKoyanim. According to Rashi's explanation in the Gemara, where there's a din of Ovad V'Soraf, this is the case where there's machlekes. L'chir, you have to understand why, according to the Blazer Beib Shimon, there should be no Zchiyah in the Ur, in a case where only became possible, since L'chir, the Korban is kosher, but the Eved, according to Rebbe Shua, Memeila LeKoyanim should be Zrika in the Ur. Says the Chazanish, and so to Rebbe Leib Malin, which you quoted earlier in Chilik Beis and Chavtes, that Enechanami, in a case where you mafshit the Ur from the Basar before the Zrika and the Ur is standing by itself, then in this case, Rebbe Lozor Reb Shimon holds that since the Korban is a Korban Kosher B'dieved, there's a din of in Basar in Dam, the Posel is only a din L'chatchila, Mamela, in this case, the Ur is Behem is going to go L'Koyanim. The Lashon of the Braisa, which is Mashma, that Reb Lozor Reb Shimon is discussing, even a case where there's a Psul being Chal, in this case, says the Chazanish, the Lashon of Reb Lozor Reb Shimon is referring to a case where it is still together with the Basar. Ukshahu im HaBasar, says Reb Lozor Reb Shimon, Noilad Boi Psul Ifnei Zrika, then there's no Zechia LeKoyanim in Or. The Svara is that until the Hefshet has been done, even Reb Lozor Reb Shimon agrees that there is a Halacha of Or KerBasar. The Chazanish says this din is only midrash rabbanon, like we said earlier, and the Blei Malin explains that this din is a din min haTorah meika din that is aloch of Ur Kabosar until there's a Maisa Hefshet min don. Memela, until the Hefshet, then any dinim which are going to be chal on the Bosar, because the Bosar became posel, Memela, it has to be goli Sreifa, even though the Korban has akrova b'dieved, but the din Sreifa, which is chal on the Bosar, is going to be chal also on the Ur. Memela, the Ur is going to be Nisraf, even in the case where it's only a Psul. The whole Machlekes, which we said, is only referring to Ovud V'Soruf, like Rashi Shitta is only in a case where there was already a Hefshet been done. Memela, this disconnects the din HaBosar to be chal on the Ur, and there's no Sreifa now chal on the Ur. In this case, there's a halacha, according to Blazer Beib Shimon, that in a case where it's only possible where the korban is kosher b'dieved, then be'emes, the koyanim azoich in or, but in a case where it's ovad v'soraf, Rashi holds this is the case where it's machlekes between Rebbe and Blazer Beib Shimon, and since the korban is possible, memela, the koyanim are not zoich in or. Memela, it comes out, according to this cheshbin, that shitas ha-toisves is that the whole sugya is only discussing a case where the korban is possible. But in the case where the korban itself wasn't chal a psul on the basar, but it was never ad v'nisraf, the basar disappeared, the basar's not in the world. In this case, the little machlekes, everyone holds that the dam is not meratza al or. Mashenkin according to Rashi, it's the other way around. The machlekes is only by over ad v'soraf, but there's no machlekes in the case where it's only the basar becomes tomei, because in this case, the Basar, Be'emes, has akrova b'dieved, the korban, even according to Rebbe Shua, and this is enough to be meratza al-Ur. But only in a case where the Ur is still connected to the Basar, then, even the Blazer Reb Shimon agrees that the din of the Basar is going to be chal on the Ur, and the din Sreifa is going to be chal also on the Ur, overriding the Zechiyah LeKoyanim, and this is why Blazer Reb Shimon says that even a Psul, which is chal on the Basar, is going to be chal on the Ur, since it's still connected to the Basar. This is how it comes out, the shitta of Rashi in the sugya, the way the Achrinim and Chazanish and the Blei Malin explains. And we see, looking at Blei Malin over there, is Marich Tegomi Mazbi, Shittas, Reb Lozor Beib Shimon, even in a case where the Basar was already, the Hefshet was already done before the Zrika, maybe in this case also we can say that the Psul, which is Chal on the Basar, can still be Chal onto the Ur, since before Zrika it's not yet near the Hefshet. But Al-Kaponim, in a case where it's still connected to the Basar, then even the Blazer Reb Shimon agrees that Zalocha of Uruk Basar, that the Din Sreifa, which is Chal on the Basar, goes automatically also onto the Ur. This is the Machlekes over here, according to Rashi, in Shittas of Blazer Reb Shimon and Rebbe, that in a case where it's Ovad Vesoraf, where the Korban is Posel, then Rebbe is Mechadish, a big Chidush, that Reb Shua will agree Al-Kaponim Legabe the Ur, there is somewhat a Krova, Mashenkin in a Psul, then normally one should say that everyone agrees that a koponim there should be a krova on the Ur, since the korban is kosher, but the eved, But in the case where the oil is still connected to the basar, then even the Blazer Reb Shimon agrees that the din sreifa, which is on the basar, is going to be chal on the oil also because of the halacha of oil kebasar, either the rabbanon like the chaznish or minatoya like Reb Leimanin explains that is halacha of oil kebasar. Moving further on into the next sugi of Reb Chanina Skanakoyanim. Reb Chanina Skanakoyanim says that any psul which was only noida after the zrika has a halacha of the psul of after zrika. And says the Gemara that even in a case where it was nimtza treifa b'vnei me'ayim, since it was only known to him after the zrika, it is still meratza al-or, because lemaise he didn't find out about it until after the zrika. Now, but emes we have to understand the etzem havona in shittas Reb Chanina Skanakoyanim lechiri enichanami mitzad dinei Rebbe and Eblozer Reb Shimon. That is the difference between before zrika and after zrika. On that we can say that since he didn't know about it yet, it has halacha of after zrika. But l'chayyeh l'maisa, we know now that the korban was a korban posel. And we said in the whole sugya that in a case where the korban is posel, this is a chisorin of oilo sha'ol sala'ish. And how could it be that even in this case, the koyanim ozuche in or enechanami, we can say that this has a loch of after zrika, but l'maisa, the korban is a korban posel. How could it be the koyanim ozuche in or? The Sfasemes says in middle that be'emes it could be that the halacha of oilo sha'ol sala'ish is not a muskim diga halacha, it is not agreed, and the Reb Chanina Skanakoyanim be'emes disagrees with this halacha of oilo sha'ol sala'ish, and he holds even a korban posel is also there's a zchiyah lekoyanim in or. But then we have to understand, even in a case where it became possible before the zrika, and we knew about it already, l'chayyeh, even in this case, the koyanim should be zeicha in or, and this is, Fasemes is discusses why there should be a difference of before zrika and after zrika, if Reb Chanina Skanakoyanim doesn't hold of the whole halacha of oilo sha'ol sala'ish. But Chazanish, in which quoted earlier in B'chayyeh, it's in Mechav Gimel Ois Aleph, he explains that one can say b'emes Reb Chanina Skanakoyanim Mevada agrees to the halacha of oilo sha'ol sala'ish. If the korban is a korban posel, then there's no zchiyah in the oil for the koyanim. The reason why Reb Chanina Skanakoyanim over here holds that there's a difference between before zrika and after zrika, and he says that noida lo, if you only know about the treifas after the zrika, it is still the koyanim ozeichin in the oil, says the Chazanish. The reason is because be'emes, the second we find that there's a treifa over here in the korban was a korban treifa, then since the psul and the problem of treifas is not a locha psuloi b'kodesh. It is not a psul which was chal in the kodesh. This is a psul which was chal in ikka a korban, in the ikka hektish of the korban even before the kodesh. And memela, in this case, treifa has not got a locha psuloi b'kodesh. Memela, the locha is, like it's mavu in the Gemara, beginning of meila, that any time where the psul is not psuloi b'kodesh, in the case where there's a pasul, then there's a locha of kodshim shemesu. The kochim shemesu is like kochim which die. The halacha is ein bohem meila min atoyer. Min atoyer, there's no meila anymore because the whole original kedusha was be'emes chal on the psul of treifa, which is the psul of treifa is not psul of psulei b'kodesh. Meila now after shechita, we look at this korban like a kochim shemesu, like a korban which died, which doesn't have any meila min atoyer since it didn't have any akrova at all b'kashrus. Says the Chazanish, if one is going to say that this din is not just halacha meila, but we'll say that kochim shemesu does not even have a issa hanoa minatoya, and minatoya will have to go binene from the korban, then we can explain very well shitas Reb Chanina Skanakoyanim by us in the sugya. Even though says Chazanish is mashma in Tosfos earlier in Samech Tesemet Beis and other places that there is a issa hanoa minatoya, but if we say that Reb Chanina Skanakoyanim holds that there's no issa hanoa minatoya by kochim shemesu, memela we can understand over here that Reb Chanina Skanakoyanim holds that be'emes me'ikah adin min atoyer, there's no problem bichlal to be nene from this oyer, since it's a halacha of kodshim shemeisu. The whole issa hanor on the oyer is only midrabonon. Memele Reb Chanina holds that Chazal went goizer on the oyer in a case where he didn't know about it before. Since he didn't know about the treifas before the zrika, we say that the koyadin could go mizuchi in the oyer, since anyway min atoyer, there's no problem in this hanor, because kodshim shemeisu, the halacha is yotzu midei meila min atoyer, and memela treifa, which is not psuli b'kodesh, has a halacha of kodshim shemesu. Chazal himself were makel on the zchiyah on the koyanim in the oyer, since he only found out about it after the zrika. This is how Chazanish explains that this is a din only over here by the psul of treifa, which the aloch of treifa is that it's a psul which is not psuli b'kodesh, has aloch of kodshin shemesu, and the whole issa is only midrabanon. Chazal will makel on the zchir on the ur in the case where he only found out about it after zrika. Memeila will come out other psulim. Even Reb Chanina Skana Kohenim will also agree that there's no zchir lekohenim be'or if it was noida, if you found out now, even after the zrika, you found out that originally there was a psuli b'kodesh. The Kohenim over here says b'pshitus that the din of Reb Chanina Skana Kohenim is not dafke by treifus, it's in any psul. But according to the Chazon Ish's cheshbon, it should only be by psul of treifus or a psul which is not psuli b'kodesh. But some psul which is psuli b'kodesh, which does not have a loch of kodshin shemesu, memela is a issa hanor min atoyer. In this case, as the Chazon Ish Reb Chanina Skana Kohenim agrees that there's no zchir lekohenim b'or, since there's a loch of oilo she'olso le'ish, only then the kohenim azichin in the or. Lemaisa want us to point out that we do find in the Rishonim in different places in Shas that they bring a raya from this Gemara of Chanina Skana Kohenim to different places the Rosh. In Chulin Perik Zayin, Simen Lamed Zayin is discussing the din bittul of Yovish b'Yovish. Says the Rosh that from our Gemara b'Chaninas Kana Koyanim we see that the Yedia is what's Goyim the Issa, and therefore so too by bittul of Yovish b'Yovish. The Rosh says that you see that the Yedia of the person that was Noida Loi, this is what causes the Issa and the Heter. We find this idea, this Musig in our Sugya. So too the Tshuva Sarashbo, Chilek Aleph Simen Tovshi and Lamed, he quotes our Gemara as a raya to this idea that you find that the idea of the person, the fact that the person knows about it, only later, this is what causes the Issa and the Heter. L'chir, according to the Chazon Ish, this svar is only a svar in the Rabbonon, by Psul Trefer, which is not Psul Bakodesh. L'chir, they take on that this is the Emes Svar Meika Adin. We have to understand by Emes what the svar is, but Al Kaponim, they see in this Gemara an idea, a new Musig, that if you have a Yedia only later, we look at the psul, that it's only chal afterwards, and it's be'emes a psul of after zrika, therefore the Kohenim are still zrika in the oyer, even though be'emes there was a psul treifer right from the beginning. L'chir, this is mavur in the Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Rosh, like we see in the Kohen Oyer. Moving further on into the next sugya, the Mishnah brings down the din of Purim and Yisrofim, and the Gemara in Omid Beis brings down a machlokes between Emnachman, Omer Rabbe Ba'avu, Omer Rav, and the Toni Levi in the gedder of the Gimel Beis Hadeshonim. There were three Beis Hadeshen, three places where they used to burn the Purim and the Kodshim, which became posel. The Gemara says that Levi holds that the Purim, which become posel even after Zrika, since they became posel in the Azorah, the Aloch is that the Nisraf in the Azorah, Mashein Kein, the first man Doma, Rav Nachman, he holds that since there's already after Zrika, he gia as manu ilotzeis, the aloch is that it's nisraf pachutz in the Harabayis, only in the case before Zrika, then it is nisraf in the Azor. Now the ikar aloch of Srefa, which the Gemara over here is discussing, the dine Srefa of Kodshim, the aloch, everything surrounds the Gemara in Psochim Chavdalad Omad Aleph, so too later on in Psochim, Pei Beis Omid Beis, we learn out from a posuk, Bakoidesh, Boish, Tisorif. From here we learn out that any psuli kodshi kodshim, the aloche is, has to have the srifa in the azorah. This means that any korban of kodshi kodshim, the emurim, or the kodshim kalim also, which have aloche of kodshi kodshim, since they have a din in the azorah to be eaten, the bosor chatos has to be eaten in the azorah, so too the emurim have to have aktoria in the azorah. If any case of these psulim or chal on these korbonois, the din is that they have to be nisraf. The burning has to take place also in the Azorah, which is their Mechitzes. We learn this out from Apostle Kabakoidesh, Bo'ish Tisorif. And this is the Shaila over here in the Gemara, Legaba the Purim and Yisrofim, what is the Aloche in a case where they become Apostle after the Zrika, but inside the Azorah? The Gemara earlier in Zvachim also in Pei Beis Amad Aleph brings down this Aloche, and Rashi all over explains that the Yisoida Aloche of the reason why you have to burn the kodshim in the Azorah, the reason is because they have mechitzos, the mechitzos of these korbonos, la'achila and la'aktorah, or in the Azorah, and therefore hu adin, so too the srefer has to be done in the Azorah. Now l'chaya from our Gemara, the Biskirov asks, earlier on we find the Biskirov in Pei Beis Amad Aleph, he asks l'chaya from our Gemara, we find that the Purim and Yisrofim, before the Zrika, the aloche is, they also have to have a din sreifa in the Azariah, according to everyone. Everyone agrees if it was nifsal before the zrika, then the halacha is the Purim have to have a sreifa in the Azariah. L'chayyur, and the Chonami, the Gemara explains later on, lo yigiyu zmanon lotzeis, the time hasn't yet come for them to go out of the Azariah. But l'maisa, there's no mechitzos of Azariah for any din. There's no halacha that the Purim have to have some kind of din in the Azariah, which we can say that the mechitzos of the Azariah are the mechitzos for the Purim, because l'maisa, the Purim on nisraf bachutz, so too there's no achila of the Purim bifnim. Memela, why should we say that the posa a Purim which becomes posel, and the chanami is lo igia zman ilotzeis, but l'chayyur there's no mechitzos of achila and aktorah. Arashi always says that the reason why we have to do sreifa in Azariah is because of the mechitzos. Says the Biskeriov l'chayyur from our Gemara will be mashma, that it's not mitzad the mechitzos of achila and aktorah, but if mitzad the seder of the korban, the zman has not yet come to take the korban outside, this alone is enough to go be mechayiv the korban to be burnt inside the Azariah, b'kodesh, b'ish tisorif, since l'maisa, the zman has not yet come for it to go outside, and the Gemara is going to discuss later, it could be even, there's a psul yoytze on the din of the Purim, even though it doesn't have any mechitzos for achila and aktorah, but it's enough, al kaponim from our Gemara is muchach, for the din of b'kodesh, b'ish tisorif. Now the Gemara is mavur, in Shittas Levi, Levi says that Enoch and Ami, the din is that even after the Zrika, as long as it became possible in the Azariah, the din is that has to be burnt inside the Azariah. But Levi says that the Aloha, in the case was Nifsal Biitziyoson, in that case, then Be'emes, it's Nisraf, Bechutz, on the Arabais, and not in the Azariah. And the Gemara discusses later on, what is this case of psul b'yitziyoson? If it means that after the yitziyah, after it left the Azariah, then it became possible through a tumah or through the psul lina, if there's lina b'parim. Or the Gemara later on suggests maybe it means the etzem yitziyah itself, the mere fact that it left the Azariah. This itself is enough that it became possible. If we hold that yitziyah is a psul in parim and nisrofim. And Rashi on later on explains, if there's a psul yitzir on Purim and Yisrofim, this means, in a case where it left the Azariah before the Zrika Saddam, after the Zrika, the din is they have to take out of the Azariah to burn them chutz l'machne. But over here, where it left the Azariah before the Zrika, maybe this is a psul yitzir, and on this also, Levi is referring to that b'yitziyoson, when it leaves the Azariah, and it becomes possible with the leaving itself, even because it left before the Zrika, in this case, you have to be emes, go and be zirik, you have to be zirif, the poro, outside, and it does not have a din of srefa in the Azariah, since it became possible outside, even though we're be emes discussing a case where it became possible before the Zrika. But afal pikein, since it became possible outside, with the leaving, with the yitziah, so too with the psul tuma or psul lina, this case is hold Levi, the din of the srefa is outside on a higher base. And the Chofetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos says that according to this will come out who are in other cases of kodshim which become posel outside. L'moshele imuri kodshim kalim, they became posel outside belina with tumah. There too also the halacha is that the sreifa has to be done outside according to Levi, and it does not have the halacha of bakodesh v'ish tisorif to be burnt inside. Memela, we see from our Gemara very yesodis in the kuda in this din of bakodesh v'ish tisorif in the shita of Levi. Even though there's a halacha, a deraisa digadin, that any time the bosor of a korban which has mechitzos of Azariah, the din is, that has to be burnt inside the Azariah, but if the psul took place outside the Azariah, the din is that the sreifa of it also is outside the Azariah, and memela, any time where the bosor of kochim kochim, or the imuri of kochim kalim, and so too of the Purim and Yisrofim, even before Zrika, the din is that the sreifa has to be done outside in Azariah, according to Levi al-Kaponim, who Levi holds, everything depends on where the psul took place. And memela, before Zrika, the din is that if the psul was after outside, the din is the sreifa has to be done outside. Masha'in Kain, in the case where the psul was inside, even if it was after the Zrika, the din is the sreifa has to be done in the Azor. This is how the Chofetz Chaim takes out from Al-Sugya, the din of the sreifas kodshim, according to Shittas Levi, which is how the Rambam paskins, that the din has sreifa depend on where the psul took place. If the psul takes place inside, then there's a din sreifa in the Azariah. Whereas if the psul takes place outside, the din of the Srifa is going to be on Har Habayis and not in the Azor. Now, Be'emes, we find the Chiyah Machlekes about this point in the Gemara in Psochim Mem Tesam Ad Aleph. Over there, the Mishnah says, by Boso Kochim Kalim, the Aloche is that the Mechitzos of Boso Kochim Kalim is Yerushalayim, and the Aloche is, if it became possible, the Srefer has to be done also, Kemokim Achilosoi, has to be done in Yerushalayim. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, that if the Boso became Tomei, and it was taken outside the Mechitzos of Yerushalayim, and it became possible by Yoitze, through the Maisi Yetzir of taking outside, the aloche is, you have to return and come back inside and burn it inside Yerushalayim, since Yerushalayim is a mokim achila. But only in a case where he already left and he's very far away, it's after Harat Sofim, then there's no aloche that he has to come back inside. Now Rashi seems to learn that the din of Srefa in Yerushalayim by Boso Kochim Kalim is also a deraisa, just like we find Boso Kochi Kochim has a aloche or Bakoidesh Boish Tisorif. So too, Boso Kochim Kalim has this halacha of Bokoidesh Be'ish Tisorif, B'mokim Achilosoi, it has to be burnt within its mechitzos, which is Yerushalayim. But Toisrus over there in Psochim asks on Rashi, that if we're going to say this halacha is a deraisa, just like Boso Kochi Kochim, then why in a case where he's very far away, do we say that he's not mechuyev to come back inside to Yerushalayim to burn the Kochim? L'chuyev that's a deraisa diga halacha, they has to burn the Kochim inside. Why should this not be mechayiv him to come all the way back? Says Tosfos, is muchach from here, that this din is only a derabbanon, and because the whole halacha b'kodesh v'ish tisorif is only referring to the hazara of kochi kochim, but the idea to burn the kochim kalim b'mokim achilosoi is only a derabbanon, and therefore only if he's outside, closer to Yerushalayim, do we mechayiv the person to come back inside to burn the kochim. Masha'inkin, if he's in Har HaTzofim, he's not mechayiv to come back min HaTzofim v'lechutz, then he's not mechayiv to go back inside into Yerushalayim. This is Shittas HaTosfos in Psochim Mem Tesom Ad Aleph. But Al Koponim Rashi is mevuah that this din of Yerushalayim is also a deraisa. And Afal Pikein in Rashi is mevuah that if he's outside, then Be'emes Meika HaDin it seems to be, if he's min HaTzofim v'lechutz, he doesn't have to come back inside. And Tosfos asks, L'chayiv is a deraisa diga halacha, why should we say he's not mechayiv to come back inside? Says the Rishash over there in Psochim Mem Tesom Ad Aleph, that l'chayiv, the svar of Rashi, is like it's mevu in our Gemara in Shittas Levi. Since the Gemara over there is discussing a case where the Bosor became possible through the actual Yitzir when he was taken out of the Mechitzos of Yerushalayim, this is the case of the Mishnah, that the Bosor Kochim Kalim was Nifsal, became possible through the Yitzir mi Bachutz Yerushalayim. Memela in this case, the Bet and the Psul took place outside Yerushalayim. And we learned in our Gemara that any time when the psul is outside the mechitzos, then there's no halacha to be served inside the mechitzos. Levi holds everything depends on where the actual srefa, where the actual psul took place. And since we see in our Gemara that if the psul takes place outside, the din of the srefa is outside and not in the azorah, so too Rashi holds that the din of the srefa by yitzir from Boso Kochim Kalim is also only outside, and it's not mechuyev to be taken back inside min HaTorah. Only midor abonon, there's a din that if it's before min HaTzofim v'lifnim, then he has to come back inside midor abonon. But meika adin, he is not mechuyev to come back inside, says Rishash. The reason is, like it's mevo in our sugya, the halacha of srefa b'mechitzos depends on where the srefa, where the psul actually took place, and if the paslis was chal mi bachutz through the yitzir itself. In this case, it is called a psul mi bachutz, and memela, the din is, that has to be burnt outside meika adin, and only mid rabbanon do we bring back the din of the korban, has to be brought back inside. Memela, l'chayiv, we have learnt in our sugya, a very yisodei sugya nekuda, b'kodesh v'ish tisorif, it's mevuah in Shittas Levi, that if the psul takes place outside, we have no halacha to go and be mach, to go and be serif inside the mechitzos. And this is L'chayiv Mavur in Shittas Rashi in Psochim Emtes. Tosfos over there, L'chayiv is Mavur not like this, because Tosfos understands that if there'll be a deraisa, even in a case where the Yitzir itself is a psul, Afal Pikein, we still say that the it's mechayiv him to come back inside if there'll be a din deraisa. L'chayiv not like it's Mavur in our sugya, that if the psul happens outside, the din of the shreifa can also be done outside, and you're not mechuyev min atayir to go and bring back the korban inside the azorah to be burnt. The Mikdash Tovid, the Simcha of Gimel, Sivkot and Aleph, he explains that Shitas HaToisvus, one can say, that over here in the Purim and Isrofim, there's a reason why we hold, Levi says, we should not bring back the Purim inside if it became possible outside. Because we know, like we're going to learn in the sugyas later, that Purim have a tumor, and this tumor, Samisaskim, in the case where it left one machane, is be'emes ha'alocha, that the Purim is now tome, and therefore should not be brought inside the Azorah, just like we find in the Mishnah in Shkolim, Perikhes, Mishnevov, that in cases of tumor, we should make sure that the par and the kodshim stays outside, that should not be brought back inside to be burnt. Even though there is a mitzvah of Bakoidesh for Ishtisorif to burn the kodshim, betoich hamechitzois, but since there's a tumor over here, we have a problem, and therefore we keep the par outside, and we do the srefa outside, and not inside the Azorah. But enechanami in normal bosal kachim kalim, like in the Mishnah in Pesachim, then Tosfos holds b'emes, there's a chiyuv to go and bring back the par inside, the bosal back inside, since there's a din of bakoidesh bo ishtisorif betoich hamechitzos, even though the psul actually took place outside. Memela, wherever you say the thing of machlekes according to this, between Rashi and Tosfos in Pesachim, if we can take out from our Gemara a yesoid in Hilchos Shreifa in Azorah, Rashi holds that the din of Sreifa in Azorah is only in a case where the psul took place in the Azorah, but if the psul take place outside the Azorah, even in a case of the Yetzir, where the Yetzir itself was the psul, this is called a psul mibachutz, and therefore the Sreifa is done outside, and so too Baboso Kochim Kalim is this din, and Memela the Aloch is only midrabonon, min atzoifim vilifneim, you have to come back inside. Masha'in Kein Toisvus holds that the aloch of Shreifa is any time it becomes possible, even if the psul is outside, you have to go and bring it back inside. But only in the case of Purim and Isrofim by us in the sugya do we say that we do not bring it back inside because the Purim have a tumor and we don't want any tummy to come back inside in the Azorah. Memelo, this overrides the chiyuv of Bakoidesh, Boish Tisorif, and we remiss to the Shreifa outside in the Azorah, outside in the Harabais. This is the sikkum of the halachas of the dinei sreifa of kodshim, which we can be taken out from our sugya, from Shitas Levi, which our Rambam paskins halacha like Shitas Levi. But we just have to add on that the Rambam himself in Maisal Korbonos Perik Zayin halacha Gimel, even though he holds like Shitas Levi, but when he brings down the shaila of the Gemara, but later on in the din of Yetzir, if it passes by Purim and Isrofim, says the Rambam, this is a sofek in the Gemara, and therefore you have to burn it in the Azorah. The Rambam says the Srefa by Yetzir should be done in the Azorah. And the Achrenim ask, the Yisomeach asks on the Rambam, that Lechir, in the case of Yetzir, then Levi says, since it became possible outside, the Srefa should be done outside. Why does the Rambam say that the Srefa should be done in the Azorah? Explains the Bzaman Sender, so to the Chofetz Chaim is Evach Toido, that the Rambam Shitta is, that even though Levi holds that any psul which took place outside, the halacha is, the Shreifa should be done outside, and there's no din Shreifa in the Azorah, Afal Pikein, even so, the Rambam holds, that if the psul is with the Yetzir itself, because the actual taking out of the par, this is what puzzled him, the Rambam holds, this is not included in the case of a psul which took place outside. The Rambam holds, this is called a psul mibifnim, and therefore the Shreifa still has to be done inside the Azorah, and the Gemara, the Chofetz Chaim explains, the Gemara, even though the Gemara says that maybe this is the case of Levi Bitzi Osam, which Bitzi Osam means that it became possible with the Yetzir, but the Rambam learns, Lemaskona, that the Din Yetzir, which is possible, and you have to do the Shreifa outside, is only in a case where it became possible by being Tomei, or Psulina outside. But if the Psul of Yoitze itself is what's passeling the Poro, in this case the Rambam holds this is included in a Psul Mibifnim, and therefore the Rambam Paskins has to be burnt inside the Azorah, just like it will become Psul Mibifnim, since it didn't have any other Psul besides its fact of going out, and going out is included in a Psul Mibifnim, and not in a Psul Mibachutz. This is the chiddush of the Rambam Shitta, why Yetzir is serifim ba'azorah, even according to Shitta Aslevi in our sugya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.